This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Two of the movies up for Best Picture at this weekend's Academy Awards were made here in Massachusetts. One is The Fighter, starring Boston native Mark Wahlberg. The other is The Social Network, the story of how Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook when he was a student at Harvard.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? Friends, pictures, profiles, whatever you can visit, browse around. Maybe it's someone you just met at a party. But I'm not talking about a dating site. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
In all, films shot in Massachusetts have 16 Oscar nominations this year, although that number might not be so high if it weren't for Massachusetts taxpayers. That's because in 2009, the year most of those movies were produced, Massachusetts gave out more than $80 million in tax credits to encourage filming here. But the wisdom of those tax credits is in dispute, so we spoke with two people on separate sides of the debate. With me is Peter Enrich. He's a law professor at Northeastern University. Peter, thanks for coming in.
Nice to be here.
And also Vinca Jarrett. She's a lawyer. She's also the founder of Film Pro Finance. It's a Boston company that helps film companies get financing. Vinca, thanks to you, too.
Thanks for having me.
Vinca, you are a supporter of the state's film tax credit system.
Absolutely.
And Peter, you're an opponent of the state's film tax credit system.
I'm afraid I am.
Vinca, let me start with you. Do you have specific examples of how cities or towns have benefited because of a movie that was
absolutely
made in Massachusetts?
There was a movie called Invention of Lying that was filmed here last year with Ricky Gervais, and that put an actual $2 million into the city of Lowell's income. Essex got $150,000 from the movie Grown Ups.
And Peter Enrich, you don't quite buy that the benefit is that beneficial.
No, and we have to understand a couple of things. First, the state is presently spending about $100 million a year on these programs. What are we getting? Department of Revenue tracks every dollar that is eligible for the tax credit, and they just issued a big report. And in the big report, they said, let's add up all of the jobs that are produced in Massachusetts by the spending that is eligible for the tax credit. And of the jobs that are of Massachusetts employees, it was less than 500 jobs. The cost works out for each of those jobs to about $170,000 for each of those jobs. The typical job pays about $50,000.
I think, as you certainly know, the state is facing a serious budget problem, a budget gap of up to $1.5 billion.
Yep.
Do you think that given the state's current economic condition, when it's having to look at cutting local aid and public higher ed and mental health hospital beds, can it afford tax credits to the film industry?
Yeah, I think they can't not afford to do it. I think if they don't do it, we will lose an entire industry that's been creating and building.
Do tax credits for the film industry really spur long-term economic development? Because many of these films are only on location for a few months, maybe only a few weeks. How much of a lasting impact do the credits ultimately have?
An individual film may come in for anywhere from a month to 6 months, but a production company lasts forever. And what we've seen repeatedly in the strong tax credit area is the same production companies keep coming back and making films again and again and again. Disney keeps coming back and bringing us more movies. Local homegrown producers like Dorothea Fuero, who did The Fighter this year, is looking to bring not one but several more projects here. She's made many projects here. She lives here. She's well connected, and she's bringing more and more movies.
The problem is that film production, I'm sure Vinca would agree with this, is a very mobile business. It takes a few months to make a film. The next film is going to be located where it makes sense to locate that next film. The few early states to adopt the tax credits, Louisiana and New Mexico, were the first. They each built infrastructure, sound stages and things like that, thinking that they were going to secure an industry. Those sound stages are now in bankruptcy because other states came in and offered similar credits and the business moved elsewhere. This is not, it's not like investing in a biotech facility that once it's there, it's going to be there for 20 years. This is, we're going to have to continue paying $100 million every year for the indefinite future. And we have to weigh the costs against the benefits.
Vinca Jarrett, the Department of Revenue in the state found that only about a third of new spending fueled by these tax credits went to Massachusetts residents or businesses, that a lot of the money went to fund the salaries of movie stars who make $1 million or more. If only a third is staying in the state, is that worth the expense of the program?
Talent, producers, writers, directors, this is what brings the film in the first place. And to be competitive, we must offer this to them.
Peter Enrich, as Vinca Jarrett points out, Almost every state in the country now has film tax credits. Mm-hmm. Does that give Massachusetts no choice but to offer them as well for competitive reasons?
Well, no, I think probably those states that are smart enough, and a couple have suspended their programs, those states that are smart enough to spend the money on other things, seek out other niches where they can be more productive, are going to end up with stronger economies as a result. We would not have as robust a film industry, but we could spend that $100 million and do a lot of other things that would be much better for our future.
Yeah, I think there would be states that would definitely debate that. New York has not only increased its tax credit. On March 2nd, Puerto Rico will be increasing its tax credit. Louisiana has maintained one of the strongest, and in spite of the fact that too many studios went in too quickly, there are several studios that are still thriving and have regular production coming through there.
Peter Enrich and Vinca Jarrett, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Peter Enrich is a law professor at Northeastern University, and Vinca Jarrett runs a Boston firm that helps film companies get financing.